WUKY presents health news you can use. It's Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.
The annual Marksberry Symposium is held in memory of the late William R. Marksberry, MD, founding director of the Sanders Brown Center on Aging and Alzheimer's Disease Research Center. My guest today is going to talk about the symposium and how you can sign up for it as well. Dr. Peter Nelson is professor of pathology and laboratory medicine at the University of Kentucky and a faculty member of the Sanders Brown Center on Aging. Pete, thank you very much for chatting with me. I understand that the Marksberry conference is coming up again, sponsored by the Sanders Brown Center on Aging. Can you tell us a little bit about who Bill Marksberry was and a little bit about this upcoming conference and how we can attend?
Sure. This conference is named after Bill Marksberry, who was a visionary leader and a homegrown Kentucky hero. He's a hero of mine. I don't even come from Kentucky. I came from Philadelphia 20 years ago to work with him, to work side by side with the best of the best. And he built something here that is really special. And it really is a partnership between the University of Kentucky dementia researchers, the best in the world, and the community here. And the Marksberry Symposium is an opportunity for the Sanders Brown Center on Aging researchers to not only give back, but just kind of bond with and to interact with the community that is such a big part of our success story. And I'm not just bragging on myself at all, because I came here to be a part of this, to be a part of the best of the best. And so the Marksberry Symposium is an opportunity where we interact with and discuss and describe some of the aspects of dementia-related research that's going on, both from us and from some experts that we have come from outside. So there's 2 days of it. One's October 31st, which is sort of the scientific component, which happens at the University of Kentucky. And then on November 1st, from 8 to noon at Central Bank Center, there's a community sort of outreach session. And people can either go attend in person or they can do it over the web. So you can Google Marksberry Symposium 2025 and you can sign up and you can either show out in person or if you feel like it, you can just watch it over the web at your own convenience.
Well, and just to underscore, you don't have to be a scientist. You don't have to be a physician or healthcare provider to attend this November 1st session from 8 to noon. If you have an interest in aging, and who amongst us doesn't to some degree, you're free to attend.
Yeah, and it's not just about aging. It's about a scourge called dementia. And dementia has many different ways that it gets you. But the overall impact is extremely large and it's very serious. And about one in two of us are gonna be at risk for dementia, this condition that leads to us losing our memories, losing some of our mental capacities. And it's a very serious, large problem. When you ask adults what they're afraid of, it's not China, it's not other things, it's really cancer and dementia, not necessarily in that order. Those are the things that are gonna get us. Those are the things that we're at risk for. And dementia is one of the most serious and troubling because it not only takes your life, but it takes your memories, it takes your spirit. It can take everything from you, even though it leaves your body there. And so this is what I've just made my whole life designated for. And it's a real privilege to be able to fight this thing that took my dad, it took my mom's mom, and me and other people here at the center, at the Sanders Brown Center on Aging, we fight it every day. And I think it's a real privilege to be a part of this team. It's truly among the very best in the world.
And as part of that team, you also work with folks from around the country and around the world. And it's my understanding that for the sessions, you are having some folks from away, not just homegrown Kentuckians or folks from Sanders Brown. There will be folks from other academic institutions cross-pollinating as well.
Right, yeah, so we have some experts coming in and they're actually not coming from too far, even though they're really truly outstanding experts. Julie Schneider from Rush University and Andy Sakin from Indiana. So these are sort of a Midwestern cabal here this time. Sometimes we've had people from different, more far-flung regions, but Dr. Schneider is an expert in some of the upstream things that alter your risk, either more or less risk based upon how you live your life. And that's Dr. Schneider from Rush University, whereas Dr. Sakin from Indiana is more interested in some of the personalized medicine. What are some of the medical things you can do to change your risk and to decrease the likelihood of progression of into a dementia type of syndrome? So it's covering different aspects of the treatment and prevention of dementia.
Well, Pete, before we part, is there anything else you would want our listeners to know about the Marksberry Scientific Session or the Marksberry Community Session?
Well, I think that one of the things that people can know is that it sort of also can be an entree into a relationship with our center. There are many people that are a part of our longitudinal study cohort or in clinical trials. And in any case, these are people that are have a sort of advantage over most normal folks because they have the very best treatment options that are available in the whole world. And so I think that it's something where you're both evaluating some information and you're also sort of kicking the tires for Sanders Brown Center and making whatever judgments you want. And so I think it's an opportunity for folks to come in and check us out as well as thinking about some of the treatment and prevention options for dementia.
Well, Dr. Pete Nelson, I too remember Dr. Bill Marksberry with reverence and affection and gratitude and respect, and it's been an honor to talk with you today as well.
He was a great man. It's great to be even in the same place that he was at, and I, like you, revere his memory.
My thanks today to my friend and colleague, Dr. Peter Nelson, Professor of Pathology and Laboratory Medicine at the University of Kentucky and faculty member at the UK Sanders Brown Center on Aging. For more information on the Marksberry Symposium, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist and professor emeritus at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time covering important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.